Hi, welcome to Extra Time, the National Sport Podcast. My name's John Turner, the online sports editor here at the National. I'm joined today by Graham Cagle. Graham, how you doing, mate?
Very good, thank you.
Good stuff. Well, today we're going to be talking all things tennis, more specifically Wimbledon, which obviously starts just over a week's time. Graham, let's obviously start today with the two grass court finals that obviously one's finished now, one's kind of going on as we're recording with Murray in the final of Queens against Kevin Anderson. Federer wrapped up his eighth Haller title today. Both of these guys are obviously going to be among in the discussion for Wimbledon. What do you make? Let's start with Roger Federer. What do you make of his chances this year?
I personally thought if he was going to win another one, it was that probably last year was his best chance. But the weird thing about Wimbledon is even though he's won it twice, it's probably Novak Djokovic's weakest surface now. So that's what opens up more discussion as we're going to go through here. And obviously, if Roger is going to win one more, you have to feel it is going to be Wimbledon. Like, he took Novak to five sets in the final last year. And I thought his performance in beating Milos Raonic in the semi-finals was one of the most impressive of his Renaissance year. It's hard to know because he's been a bit ordinary up to now. Obviously, he won in Dubai in February and beat Djokovic in the final, which was a very impressive effort. But he'd looked a bit ordinary. He didn't look that great at the French Open, so it was difficult to know. But he's had a good week here. Obviously, as you've said, that's his eighth title at that tournament. So it's one he knows well, and it's been a traditional sort of build-up for him to coming to Wimbledon. So I think it's going to depend on the draw as well. I think the best draw for him would be if Murray and Djokovic were on the other side, which is very possible with Murray likely to be the third seed and Djokovic as first seed. So I think that could play into his hands possibly, but I think that he is going to need a bit of luck with a draw.
Well, as you say, Graham, I think with Roger, I mean, he'll always have to be in discussion until the day he retires because it's the grass courts of Wimbledon. I mean, he has made centre court his own for the best part of a generation. But as you say, he's looked in decent form this year, but you look at some of the guys he has lost against this year, and a top form, all-conquering Roger Federer just wouldn't lose to the likes of Andrea Seppi and Gael Monfils. And you know, as you said, Stan Wawrinka had an incredible tournament in Paris, but I mean, the manner of defeat was pretty alarming for Roger. But do you think he can reach the semis this year, or do you think the first time he comes across a big seed might cause him too much trouble?
I think that will be the interesting test. If he gets Raonic again, Raonic with 12 months more experience would be an interesting test for him. And I think someone like Dimitrov could cause him issues and such. So I will be interested to see where the draw goes. I think, sounding by how he's performed in Germany this week, he's certainly still got the grass court game to, at the very least, be quarterfinals. And depending on who he gets, last four. I'm going to be controversial and say I don't think he's going to make the semi-finals this year. I'm not sure who's going to take him, depending on what the draw is, but I do think we finally might be seeing the end of Federer as a Grand Slam threat.
Very interesting. We'll see how that works out. Right, now let's discuss Andy Murray now. As we said, he's in the final of Queens at the moment. As we started recording, he was up a break in the first. Now, a lot of people are saying he's actually the favourite for Wimbledon this year. And is that something that you agree with?
Personally, I would agree with that too. I thought he probably deserved to win it in 2012. I thought he'd played some fantastic tennis and then wobbled in the final a little bit against Federer, but I thought he'd been the best player at that tournament. He deservedly won it in 2013. And 2014 last year was very, very odd in that he'd looked in great nick and then just had a horrible outing against Dimitrov in the quarterfinals. But I do think, as we're seeing at Queens again now, he is really playing some great stuff. And he just looks so confident. He looks relaxed. Nothing seems to be perturbing him. So I do think that is fair to call him the favourite for Wimbledon this year.
I mean, we'll touch a bit more on Djokovic in just a moment. But, I mean, his record against Djokovic recently is a bit of a concern for Murray, his team and his fans. I mean, he's lost, is it eight straight matches now against Djokovic? I mean, that's got to be an issue there. But do you think maybe the grass courts are where Murray can really use, or you know, or can have a psychological edge on Djokovic? Because I mean, he did a number on him in the 2013 Wimbledon final. He beat him pretty convincingly in the Olympics. They've met twice on grass. He's beaten him twice. Hasn't dropped a set to him. I mean, surely he's got to take a lot of encouragement from that. And the fact, of course, this Wimbledon crowd are a pretty wild bunch. I mean, they should be throwing their weight fully behind Murray as well.
Absolutely. I think it'll be interesting when they meet, because I think it's going to depend on the draw, because they're either going to meet in the semi-finals or the final, depending on how on how it's set up. I think the final would probably suit Murray more because it's going to be all on the Sunday. Certainly in the United Kingdom, all the attention would be on him on that event all day. And I think he does actually enjoy that sense of occasion. Like in 2013, I thought he was absolutely magnificent at beating Djokovic. And to beat him in straight sets, off the top of my head, I can't remember the last time Djokovic went down in straight sets at a Grand Slam. I think we're going back 4 or 5 years at least in that regard. It was a phenomenal performance on that day. I think there is definitely an edge on grass for him. As I was saying earlier, I don't think it's necessarily Djokovic's best surface, but I think it is probably Murray's strongest as well. And as you said, he's lost a number of matches to him, including 3 this year. I think the one that most recently in the French Open, it sounds bizarre, but obviously losing, I think he could take a lot from that, losing in 5 sets to him. It's not, clay is almost certainly Murray's weakest surface, but he really took it to Djokovic. And you could almost say that it's always a great shame that the bad weather on the Friday came in early to stop us seeing that through on the night, because Murray had him on the ropes, had the momentum, and Novak being Novak came back on the Saturday, bounced back and saw it through. But I do think Murray could take a lot from that, and I think he will take a lot of positives into Wimbledon, no matter how he showed in that match against Novak.
Well, let's focus on the world number one, Novak Djokovic, now, Graham. I mean, there's no argument. This guy is a tour de force of a player. He's by far and away the best tennis player on earth. I mean, he's absolutely incredible. I mean, his record this year kind of speaks for itself. 5 titles, big titles as well. He obviously wrapped up the Australian Open. But, of course, there is that lingering question now because, I mean, he was beaten in the French Open final by Stan Wawrinka, and it as we were discussing earlier, Graham, Wawrinka won that match. It wasn't Djokovic didn't throw it away. He got soundly beaten. Now, is that something that you think will be weighing on Djokovic's mind in a negative sense? Or do you think that he's going to be using that as fuel to bounce back and defend his Wimbledon title? What do you think?
I think Djokovic has all shown over the years his ability to bounce back because, as we mentioned, his record in finals at the majors isn't actually that great. I think it's 8-8, which is like 50%, which isn't awful. But when you look at previous greats like Federer had Federer's a 17-8, and Nadal, off the top of my head, is something like 14-6 or 14-7. They were sort of like the top guys. They always win these matches. But there's something about Djokovic; he is susceptible in finals. I do think he was nervous in the French Open final, and even when he took the first set, he did have trouble closing that set out, and he did look tense. And as you said, Stan then absolutely stepped up and absolutely demolished him with his ground strokes in the back of the court and such. But it was kind of an untypical Djokovic performance. Like, he does, as Andy Murray well knows, go through dips and troughs in matches. But that was the first time he didn't really look like himself. He didn't really have much belief. And I think that's probably more to do with the fact that the French is the one he wants so badly. That's like the career Grand Slam. Wimbledon, he knows he can win. He's done it twice before. There's only the only slight bit of mystery is if he comes across him, he's never taken a set off Murray on grass. That could be an interesting challenge. But I think Novak will be fine. He'll bounce back, as he always does. And will be, I think, if anyone does beat him over the next two weeks at Wimbledon, they will go on. They will be the likely champion.
So you're thinking Djokovic is in the final then?
Yeah. It's going to depend on, I think Murray beats him, but I think I'm hoping for the tournament and for us at home watching that Murray's on the other side of the draw to him, because I think that's the final. I think they will be the best two players at Wimbledon, and that should be the final.
Well, let's have a quick look at the man that did beat Djokovic in the French Open final, claimed his second Grand Slam, Stan Wawrinka. Now, he's not really being mentioned among the Wimbledon favourites. I mean, he's got a big game, huge serve, which is obviously very helpful on the quick grass.
I think everyone's probably presuming that probably the French took a lot out of him, because I remember after he won the Australian Open, there was a lot of expectation, was this a big breakthrough? He kind of had a bit of an anticlimactic rest of the year. So I think with him, there's like, he's obviously capable of his day on beating anyone, but can he do it consistently? So I think that's probably where there's a little bit of doubt on him, because I remember last year at Wimbledon, he kind of went out rather meekly to Roger Federer. I personally was hoping for more from him that, because I thought this was his chance. That was going to be his really big breakthrough. So I'm delighted personally that he's gone on to win another slam. I'll be interested to see how he does. Like, if he does get Federer again or get in that side of the draw, Federer 12 months on is going to be a little bit slower, possibly a little bit sort of not quite as strong. I think he should be considered a favourite, but his record on grass isn't that great.
You know what? I'm gonna lay it on the line here, and I don't think Wawrinka will make the second week. And the reason being, and okay, as I say, he's got big serve, and that's, of course, a major factor on the grass, but the danger of his ground strokes are clearly utilised best on the slower courts in Australia and, of course, on the clay courts in Paris. And the reason of that is because the ball kind of kicks up and gives Wawrinka the chance to set himself to strike down on the ball with that magic backhand that he's got. And on the grass, he's just not going to be able to gain that sort of tempo and be able to strike the ball in the same way and on the same angle that makes his backhand so devastating. So I just can't see, if Wawrinka comes up against someone in the first week with a good, solid all-round game, I can see him tumbling in the third or fourth round. That's what I think. I think that he's not going to go very far at all.
No, I completely would go with that. That sort of, as you said, on grass, the ball does come much, much faster, so you've got a lot less time to react and to set yourselves up. That's why the reaction skills of people like Murray and Djokovic and their ability to take the pace off the ball and try and keep yourself in the rally until you do get the ball that suits you makes them so great.
Let's just have a look at a few other guys that we think might kind of be in contention. A quick mention for Rafa Nadal. I mean, is it safe to say that we're not expecting much from the great Spaniard at Wimbledon this year? I mean, his fitness is clearly not there. His sharpness clearly isn't there. And I mean, he's shown in recent years that he's been struggling on grass a little bit. Do you agree with that? I mean, can he even, again, like Wawrinka perhaps, can he even make the second week?
Well, that's going to be the interesting element with him, because as you said, the fitness has not been there at all. And he's looked, even when he has been fit, because he's had 4 or 5 months sustained since being coming back at the start of this year, and he just hasn't looked the same player. It does look like a little bit of power has gone from him. And we probably might well have seen the last of Nadal as a major force, because if the French has been kind of his go-to title and that's gone. So you have to go back to 2011 for the last time he got to the Wimbledon final. And last year was actually his best run in quite a long time, because he got to the fourth round. And I think with him, it's going to depend, sorry to keep repeating myself, on who he gets, the luck of the draw. If he gets someone that's quite strong early on, because he's going to be quite a low seed, so he's going to be in danger of getting someone quite good quite early on. So I don't see him getting past, at best, the last 16.
Okay, so we've discussed the leading contenders. Are there a couple of guys that you've got in mind that are going to go far, that aren't amongst the so-called big names? Got any guys in mind, Graham?
I would have to go with a guy who was there last year. I think Raonic is serving well. He went out in the semi-finals at Queens, but I think Queens is always a good warm-up, and I think, as we discovered in the paper earlier this week, Queens is not always the greatest sort of sign of who's going to go and do well at Wimbledon. Only 3 people in the past 15 years have gone on to win the title after lifting the Queens. So I wouldn't read too much into that. I think Raonic, I think if he serves well, will be very, very difficult for whoever he comes up against. So I think I fancy him strongly to at least get to the semi-finals. And again, repeating someone who went strong last year, I think Dimitrov, grass does suit him. He was magnificent last year. Like, I can't think of anyone in recent years who had taken 3 sets straight off Andy Murray before. But he was absolutely superb. And I think he's capable of it. It's whether mentally he can do it and whether he wants it enough. Because I think in the last 12 months, he's been one of the big disappointments. But he's got the game to shine on grass. And I really hope he does do it here.
Likewise, I think Raonic is right in there. I think his serve is, as John McEnroe reckons, it's the best serve of all time. I think it might not be going quite that far, but it is right up there. I think he is a fine, fine player. And the grass certainly suits his game. So I've got him in the semis as well. And even though he's been on slightly indifferent and erratic form this season, I think it's all going to click for Thomas Berdych this year at Wimbledon. And I think he's going to get into the semi-final as well. Monster game all round. I mean, his movement is sometimes a slight issue. But if he can dominate matches and dominate points, then he's a very, very difficult guy to beat. So along with who we were discussing before, with Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic, I reckon Berdych and Raonic, again, depending on the draw, I think they're going to be right in there. All right, Graham, just finally, who's your winner then?
Andy Murray.
Completely agree with you. Right, so we've got an Andy Murray double here. Let's see it all go spectacularly wrong. Thanks for your time today, Graham. Well, that's all we have time for today. This podcast was produced by Dipti Unnikrishnan on our National Multimedia Desk. You can follow the National Multimedia Desk on Twitter at NSVUAE and the Sports Desk at NatSportUAE. Thanks for listening.